Are you ready to rumba?
Welcome to the 2015 Humboldt Hoptoberfest in sunny Blue Lake. Okay, we've got over 16 breweries and two cideries here, pouring over 30 different types of beers today.
Blending the word hops into Oktoberfest is more than just cute. It pays homage to not only one of beer's key ingredients, but also the key to bitterness in America's number one selling craft beer style, India Pale Ale, or IPA. According to the U.S. Brewers Association, hoppy beers contributed to about half of the craft beer industry's double-digit growth last year. About one out of every three microbrews consumed is an IPA. Theo Brown, owner of the Dead Reckoning Tavern in Arcata, knows this trend well. About a third of his 36 beers on tap are IPAs.
Most everybody, not all of them, but I'd say probably 80% of the people that come in here want either a very aromatic IPA or a very dry IPA, and preferably both of those things together.
Most people know that hops give bitterness to counter the sweetness of malt in beer. They also help stabilize and preserve beer, and that's how IPA got its name. The addition of hops helped beer travel for weeks by boat from England to India without spoiling. To get a better feel for hops, I decided to visit the Mad River Brewery in Blue Lake, California.
So this is our hop cooler here.
Dylan Schatz has been brewmaster at Mad River for over 16 years.
These different hops, you can smell them. Sterling, it's more of a earthy floral type, slightly spicy. You know, over here is something like Amarillo. This is definitely like a strong, citrusy pine type of aroma.
Dylan says working with hops for a brewer is very much like how painters use colors or cooks use spices. Which hops, when you add them, and how much to use is an art form. The bitterness from hops is measured in IBUs, or International Bitterness Units. The higher the IBUs, the more hoppy the beer. Now, here comes the twist. Of the three most commonly used methods for calculating IBUs in beer, one of the most popular is the Tinseth method, designed by Dr. Glenn Tinseth.
Well, I was in graduate school at Oregon State, and my lab was about two buildings over from the USDA hop lab.
Glenn Tinseth lives in Arcata, California, where he is a chemistry lecturer at Humboldt State, a licensed tax preparer, and even helps Mad River Brewery when they are shorthanded. Back in the early 90s, while getting his doctorate in chemistry, he was a home brewer trying to sell fresh hops out of his basement. He wasn't satisfied with the IBU calculation methods that were available, so he asked his buddies at the USDA Hop Research Lab if he could grind hops for them in exchange for using their lab equipment to develop a new method.
You know, it's just called the Tinseth method. It's always fun to, you know, do one of those ego-driven Google searches. None of them are talking about me. They're just talking about the hop calculation. Well, which one did you use? Did you use Tinseth? Yeah, it's kind of weird, like a third-party reference to my name that it's just all over.
And if you Google hoppy beer, or IPA, you'll quickly notice something else. The pursuit of hoppiness has created a fascinating split amongst craft beer drinkers. Call it hopheads versus anti-hops. And this was apparent at Hoptoberfest.
All the double and triple IPAs, it's too much. It's bitter. I mean, bitter's good in some aspects, but when you start getting that much bitter, where you have to measure it in units of bitters, how far are you going to go? Are we going to go with like quadruple hops? It's weird.
My name is Eloy, and I like really, really green IPAs. Like very hoppy, like really flowery with the hops character that's really fresh and green. Some people call it dank, D-A-N-K.
What people do agree on, especially those who work in the industry, is that it's the balance of hops, not the sheer amount, that matters most. And they are excited that with new hop varieties being released each year, like over a dozen last year alone, the opportunities for making more unique beers will only help the $20 billion craft beer industry. In Humboldt County, I'm Michael Joyce for JPR News.